Many South Dakota ranches have embraced rotational grazing to allow grasses adequate time to rest and recover. But rotating pastures during calving is risky when harsh conditions of late winter or early spring are possible. Shifting the calving season to escape the cold, however, enables ranchers to continue rotational management during calving, explains Dan Rasmussen with the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition.
In the grazing planning, we could rotate, change the season of use of these pastures. So we could calve in any pasture. And so that's kind of our goal, is to be able to change the season of use of these pastures.
Soil health is the ultimate goal, and altering the timing of use strengthens plant roots and the soil they grow in. Rasmussen believes the grazing plan comes first, and setting when the cows calve is secondary, in accordance with the goals of each ranch.
And some people, their goals might fit better to calve in the spring or late winter, that's fine. But if we're looking for low-cost production, regenerative land management, increasing stocking rates, then a rotational grazing plan that involves a later calving really fits.
Late spring calving also matches the cow's nutritional needs with the spring flush of grass, providing premium nutrition at a low cost. The video library at the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition website offers resources on selecting a calving season to fit ranch goals. Coalition grazing schools each summer also provide insight on grazing and calving season integration. Visit sdgrass.org for the details. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition.